The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. There are many ways to support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Head over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio to leave us a review. If you shop at Amazon and you live in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Spain, Germany, Italy, or France, go to ShiningWizards.com and click the appropriate Amazon banner. Won't cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will help to support the show. If you like to buy wrestling videos from IVP Videos, go to ShiningWizards.com and click our IVP Videos banner. Same way as Amazon, small percentage of your purchase will help support the show. If you'd like to buy any of our merchandise, head to ShiningWizards.com/merch or at ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards, where we have 9 great shirts available representing the Shining Wizards and the SWN. Become our friend on Facebook at Shining Wizards. Follow us on Twitter at Wizards Podcast. Send us email at wizardspodcast@gmail.com. Check out our videos on YouTube at Shining Wizards and Dailymotion at Shining Wizards. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Podcast.com, Geek Life Radio, the Shining Wizards Network, and of course at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hey!
Ending 2015 with the two-man group.
Oh yeah!
Live from Studio A, where it's wrestling talk
and it's talk about the wrestling. I am Kevin.
I'm Tony.
We are here. Last show of 2015.
Yes.
Christmas is in the books. New Year's is on the way.
2 days away, and the weather's getting colder.
I knew this day would come, but I just didn't want to admit it because I hate cold weather.
Well, it's not bad because, like you realized on your way here today, not a lot of people out between Christmas and New Year's.
Nah, everyone's all tucked into their houses, not on the road going to work, unlike suckers like myself who
and
have
me.
To. Yeah, who still have to work. But
it's all good. This is the time of year that I really appreciate it. It's not snowing, even though we got in a little bit of rain. It's a little cooler. No snow, no people on the road. Very happy commuting.
Yes.
Very happy commuting.
Got here in about a half hour from work today, so that was pretty good. And that's including a liquor store stop.
Yes, so. And on time and inebriated Kevin is a happy Kevin.
We are, but we're not quite there yet, so I'm still just marginally content.
No, we're just starting out. As a matter of fact, we're starting the show, but the year is ending. 2015, overall, what do you think? Good year, bad year?
What, for me?
Yeah, personally. We'll get into wrestling talk in a minute, but
I think this was a good year. Started my new job in July, you know. Did some comedy stuff, going well. The podcast has really picked up steam with some great guests. And, you know, my work with PWS got me to be able to shoot a shoot interview with Omega, Callahan, and Brian Myers. So that ain't bad. So
no, huge stuff. It also saw me getting a permanent gig as the not-so-bad-anymore commentator for Tier 1 Wrestling.
There you go.
Got to know a lot of the guys there. We've had great guests on the show, like you've said. Lots of new guests and quite a few returning guests.
Yeah, so
it's been a good. I think you're right. It's been a good year for us.
Can't complain about the 2015.
No, and a couple more days it'll be history. Completely
yes, it will.
History. in the books, as they say.
How was your Christmas, Tony?
Christmas was awesome. We went out to eat with my dad, grandpa to the little guy,
right,
and his girlfriend. We had a nice dinner, and it was chill because it was just the five of us. We had dinner, a couple of drinks, some good stuff. And,
bet you did.
You know, came home. Santa treated the little guy quite well.
Santa's a pimp.
Santa takes care of the little man. But yeah, overall, dude, good times. It was nice to actually catch up on sleep for a change.
There you go.
You know, spend half the week waking up at 5, the other half of the week waking up at 10. It was kind of nice.
Christmas time.
How about you? How was your Christmas?
Pretty uneventful. I had a little family gathering on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. I was out and about the streets of West Orange, New Jersey. The mean streets of West Orange, New Jersey, hitting up the local pubberies.
Nice.
Supporting local business on Christmas Eve.
That's the way to do it. Keep it local.
You know what? For the first time, I think, ever in my life, this was the first year I did not get a wrestling-related Christmas present.
Well, except for us. I mean...
Well, I'm from the family.
Oh.
From Ma Dukes, Papa Bear, and the Broski.
Nothing.
Not one... unless I'm completely drawing a blank.
Well, let's be honest, though. I mean, you do a wrestling podcast once a week. You buy your own wrestling shirts now. Probably lots of them.
Yeah.
And if you're not buying them, you're getting them for nothing from the boys.
Yeah, I love the boys. That sounded totally homosexual.
That's all right.
Boys are great. sounded worse.
I'm sorry.
Love the men. Yeah. What?
You're giving Matt too much father to steal out of this episode.
I know.
But pretty much everything else in your life right now is wrestling related in some way.
Just about.
Even your job. You're working with Mega Powers, for God's sake.
The Mega Powers. Yes.
So, I mean, you have wrestling involved. You have the network. I mean, what more could you possibly need? They probably figured you may need other things. I don't know.
I asked for the... I'm very lazy when it comes to this stuff. Like my parents always want like a list, and I'm very lucky that they get me just about pretty much whatever I ask for. They'll get.
Nice.
So I'm very blessed in that regard. But I don't ask for a lot. Like I asked for like I think the wrestling related stuff I asked for was for like the Sting DVD,
Sting,
the Owen Hart DVD,
Owen Hart.
And I think that was really it, but I always get something. The brother usually throws a curveball my way. He'll always get me, like, the newest 2K, like, video game, but I haven't played my Xbox 360 in, like, 5 years.
Wow.
So, like, all the 2Ks that he's gotten me are literally stacked.
Well, you've been getting a lot of, you've been into the retro games a lot more.
Yeah, I have, but I've been slacking on that, too.
That's all right. It comes in ebbs and flows from what I remember when I used to collect.
Yeah, and plus some too. Like I gotta get Jamie Miller to start. I gotta get on his bandwagon and have him start taking me to.
Yeah, I sent him an email.
To swap meets and
I
shit.
Wanted to get a converter because this TV behind me, the brand new TV, only has one shared component / RCA input. So if you plug in the red, white, and
yellow,
the red, white, and yellow, you can't plug in. The red, white, and then the other three colors. Like, it's one or the other.
Ah.
See, because I was trying to be slick about it and do a selector. But you can't. Once you have five colors in, you can't go back to three. So I needed to get an adapter, at least for the Wii, to go from component to HDMI. I sent them a detailed, like, text. I'm like, yo, bro, what's your experience? Nothing back.
With who is this?
With Jamie. Oh, Jamie.
We're trying to be slick about it.
Jive Soul Bro, I like it. Well, I met this lady, and I told her a story.
See, if you want to be slick, just put this on, like, a tape and, like, a Walkman and put headphones on and just listen to it as you sleep. So it'll just go into your subconscious, and then the next day you'll be slick, and whatever you want to do, you'll be able to get done.
Nah, not bad. First they love me, and then they don't.
Doop-a-dap-a-doo, dap-a-dee-ba-dee-doo.
You know,
remember when, like, none of the guys he managed had theme music, so it was just Jive Soul Bro for, like, everybody?
Yeah. It was awesome. One thing I think they really missed out on, they should have given Nikolai Volkoff Kara Mia as his entrance music.
Wow, that's going back. I forgot that Slick. Didn't, like, Freddie Blassie sell them to him or the contracts to Slick or something like that?
Yes. There was an episode of Saturday Night's Main Event. It was between WrestleMania 2 and 3. because it was building up to the whole Piper Adonis match, and it was around when Piper got beat up when they were doing like the flower shop and Piper's Pit battles, and Piper was on crutches. He was supposed to fight the Iron Sheik, but then Pedro Morales was going to take his place, and Piper was threatening him with the crutch to get out of the ring because he was going to still wrestle him.
Right.
But the build-up to that, they had a vignette outside the building where they were getting out of Slick's limousine, and Slick did the whole, brother, to wrestle good, you got to feel good, and to feel good, you got to look good. So they're showing, like, Nikolai and Iron Sheik all, like, dressed up, like, with the headgear and, like, new threads and all this and that.
That's amazing.
And then the Sheik jobbed anyway.
Well, that's when they were in almost mid-card madness mode, right? With
yeah,
the tag team division.
It was after the tag team title run, and well, the short run that they had anyway.
How long after that did Nikolai Volkov form the Bolsheviks with Boris Zukov?
Probably around the same time the Iron Sheik went to WCW, right? When did he go there?
I don't know.
Did he hang around for a while? I don't know. It gets a little muddy with the Sheik at that point.
It does, but...
Because he had the whole, you know, driving down the turnpike
with Mr. Dugan.
Ho!
Hacksaw Jim Dugan.
Idiots.
But...
all idiots.
The Slickster. But,
Well, Duggan's Canadian now anyway, so it just goes to show you how dumb he really is, right?
When he went... Oh, God. Yeah, he was in Team Canada.
Yes. He said that he adopted the metric system.
Fucking Dugan.
I love Canada. Oh, stupid ass.
Dude, I wonder, like, Elix Skipper was in Team Canada. Mike Awesome was on Team Canada.
Weren't they all Canadian? Wasn't Elix Skipper really Canadian?
I don't know. I think he just may have played in the CFL.
good enough for me.
I think
by that standard, The Rock is Canadian.
Yeah, and so is fucking Roman Reigns and...
Roman Reigns.
Jeez, you're right.
It's all right. You can't get him every time, Tony. Can't get him every time.
Don't worry, it'll come back. It'll come back. If you're listening live, I hope you're doing so on our new website, swlive.net. Brand Nubian for you guys. Everything is in a nice, neat little place, swlive.net. If you feel like calling us, I'm going to open up the Skype in a few minutes. It's 201-467-8949. It's not open yet, so please don't call. And if you're listening on the replay, the only thing you're going to get is a voicemail. So if you want to call and be an ass and leave a message, you're more than welcome to. But Matt's probably going to be the only one listening to them for the rest of the week. I guess Raw was last night.
You guess it was last night? Well, it was Monday, so that does stand the chance that it was on last night.
And as usual, I watched bits and pieces. Of course, I think it was through two commercial breaks. I saw Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch. Does that make sense?
Yes.
From what I saw, I guess it was okay.
Again, we're pretty shitty for, like, we're a wrestling podcast, and we don't even care that we miss it. It's just...
Well, let's put it to you this way. When was the last time you really genuinely watched SmackDown?
SmackDown?
Yes.
Holy shit.
All right, I watched it a couple of weeks ago just because my friend Matt was on in the front row with his kid.
Did he end up getting the shirt on TV? Do we know?
Yes.
It was?
It was the Kick Cancer shirt that he wore on TV.
Ah.
And that was the episode where Chris Payne was one of the,
cops, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Good old Chris Payne. Don't cross the line on sci-fi.
3 days, 3 days after the title win, wasn't it?
Because
Roman's only been champ, what, like 8 days, 9 days,
yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I know Vince McMahon got arrested because they showed some god-awful fake...
That was terrible. I didn't see that part, but I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't...
But, I mean...
VSK was one of the... guys trying to help Neville before he got destroyed by Owens.
Which but he is lost, weird, though. Too.
Yeah, because...
Owens lost.
Because... Yeah, and it was so weird, dude. Wasn't it like a two-minute match or something like that? Like, it was, like, super fast.
I watched Raw from, like, 10:15 to the end. So I missed the first 2 hours.
I know there was a six-man at the end with the League of Nations and some Roman Reigns team.
Ambrose and the Usos.
Yeah, okay. And then the ending was Cena against
Alberto
Del
Rio.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the League of Nations got involved, and then the Usos came in, and then Roman Reigns came in, and something like that happened. I was actually too busy playing my buddy who lives in Japan.
My buddy.
Comes back every Christmas with his kids to see. Like, he's been like my best friend since we were in kindergarten.
Did I ever tell you about my best friend?
So when he comes back, all we do is we spend all night playing Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 for the N64.
Oh, so nice.
So, I mean, and because he's got the kids now, we can't stay up super late to play it, but we'll play Elimination Battle Royal matches.
That reminds me, what do you play it on? Do you play it on a flat screen?
Yeah. It's a little rough.
Do you need an old school TV? I have a 19-inch in the back if you want it.
Oh, no. I wouldn't. No, I don't need that yet. But actually, we started out playing Mario Party, which was absolutely looked terrible. But then Virtual didn't look too bad. But
I like the games like that with like the little mini games built in. Mario used to Party. Love playing Fusion Frenzy on the Xbox. The Mario Parties were good. There's a Pac-Man Party, which is actually pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. The minigame action is a lot of fun.
Definitely.
I just don't like when they structure a whole, like, 500-step game around it, you know? Like, let's get to the minigame so we can beat the hell out of each other and have fun.
I mean, if I could play one game for the rest of my life, I'm pretty sure it would be Virtual Pro Wrestling 2.
That's not a bad choice.
We should set up... do you have the game?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I don't know.
I have a modified Nintendo 64, so I don't even need the adapter.
You don't need the
Nope. I opened that sucker up, and I burnt the tabs out, and you could play whatever you want.
We should host, like, a tournament, like a virtual pro wrestling tournament.
See, I would
tournament.
Love to do that, and then all I gotta do is figure out just how to stream it, and we could just stream it and do what we do, just talk over it, just commentate and
get some
talk
of the guys who have played the game in the past and just get everyone together and just play freaking virtual pro wrestling all day.
Oh, it'd be a hell of a good time. I'd be totally down for that.
Maybe even do a little who are the guys that do the wrestling game like a charity thing?
That's Ronnie and all them from Nerdport, isn't it?
Is that them that do it?
They do one. They play for 24 hours. I don't know if they're strictly wrestling, but there's a few people that do that.
I thought
that.
There were some guys out in...
Are you talking about Pat the NAS Punk? Because
no,
I know he does something
no.
like that,
I thought this was more wrestling. I thought these guys were more involved in the business than Ronnie.
It's possible. I know.
Ronnie
does that.
I know he does too.
Like, it was creepy. Like, I saw him sitting on the couch playing some game, and his girl was like rolled up next to him, and they both like they were gonna pass out. I'm like, Ronnie, why don't you angle for a little something, something? Maybe you'll stay awake for a little while.
But, like, if we can, fucking effing Ronnie. But if we could work out something awesome, or like say like guy like AJ Styles is in town, or like
that'd be
Kenny
awesome.
Omega's in town. Because I know they love the game.
Hey, you guys just want to come hang out with us?
So, yeah. Well, I mean, it'll probably be almost impossible to do. But wouldn't that be awesome just to do, like, some charity thing and just play virtual pro wrestling for charity?
Of course. Yeah, but you know what would happen? I always got yelled at because I created my own characters.
No, you wouldn't be able to. You'd have to use a character in the game.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to taunt more than twice in a row to boost power.
Oh, you got to be able to taunt all the time.
No, you got to taunt. The only time you can taunt is if you do them. These are the rules that we play by.
Oh, you see?
No, but I'm telling you, we've been doing it for 10 plus years. You can taunt twice, but you have to do a move in between the taunt.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of guys on that game that are submission specialists, and like the minute
no shooters allowed.
The minute they grab you, the game's over.
Not allowed to be a shooter.
You know how many times I threw controllers because I got tapped out in like 20 seconds?
Ridiculous. Trust me, I would do this right because the system that me and my buddies have, it's pretty solid. It's like the Seinfeld episode where like Jerry and Elaine were allowed to like sleep together again. But they had to set a rules to make sure that it wouldn't get messed up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's perfect. My system is perfect.
I don't know how many people would be following that, following those rules. I'm sure fisticuffs
would be happening. Well, there'd be a ref. I'd be the virtual pro wrestling Nazi.
Just an FYI, in the background tonight, we are being entertained by WWF SummerSlam 1994. And right now, I think the two dudes with attitudes, are they called?
Yes, sir.
It's the Intercontinental Champion Diesel with Shawn Michaels, and they're the tag team champions.
Look how
right?
nice those belts look, man.
Oh, amazing. I got to turn around for a second. Let me take my mic off. I want to see this. Yep. Diesel, Intercontinental and Tag Team Champ. Which belt is he wearing and which one's he carrying?
He's carrying both of them now. He was wearing the IC.
Well, of course, you'd have to. And look at Sean. Sean's like the Tag Team Champion here, and he just plays it off like he's like God's gift.
I'm trying to see if I can remember who they fight. Do they fight Razor and the Kid here? Or Razor and...
That's completely possible.
I have no idea.
They had, if you guys can find it, they had a match. I think it was on one of the Saturday shows, like Mania or something. It was these four guys that had a match.
Oh, I have no idea who they're fighting.
No, but it was the four that you mentioned, and it was amazing. It was like a Saturday afternoon TV show. And
can't imagine it's
minutes,
the one. Look at that IC belt, man.
The new one doesn't really have the same shine.
No,
as
it doesn't, and it's not as like we talked about this. It's not as thick as the other one. Who is it?
That's definitely Razor.
Wonder if it's Razor. Who could it
it's
be?
It's got to be Razor and the Kid. It's got to be. Who else could it be? Tatanka?
Savio wasn't here yet.
Oh, Savio wasn't around in 94?
No, not in 90.
Wrong.
It's an Intercontinental title match. That's why. And Shawn Michaels is not in the match.
All right, so who's...
It's Walter Payton, dude.
No. Yeah, it is. Holy cow.
That's right. I forgot about it. Yeah, it was Razor Diesel one-on-one. With Walter Payton in the back.
Does Walter Payton get involved in this match?
I don't remember. This is the first time I've actually watched this event in a very long time.
I know, me too. It's pretty... the only thing I really remember is that Leslie Nielsen and George Kennedy were congratulating each other for cracking the case.
Of the Brian Lee Undertaker?
Yeah, or finding the Undertaker.
I remember...
Led to great Domino's commercials with the Undertaker going, pizza.
That's amazing. I wonder if you could find that.
So I was on the beach catching some rays. I got you, Ray. I got you, Ray. Stupid.
I just remember the whole... Because this is also the pay-per-view where Luger fights Tatanka. After the whole Tatanka accusing Luger of being a part of the $1 million...
Is this the one where he turns? Is this the one where Tatanka... Okay.
Yeah.
History, folks. History. And this is a scant 11 years ago. 11 years ago. Holy... Oh, no, 20 years ago.
20 years
Jesus.
Ago, dude.
What's the matter with you? I'm stupid tonight, Kevin.
I'm a dumb boy.
Jesus!
All right, so Raw fucking the Big Show announced that he's...
Kevin!
I forgot.
I just switched because I was looking for something else.
He's announced himself as the first entrant in the Rumble, and he's saying that he's going to be number one entrant. So,
oh God, he's gonna try to run the table.
He's not going to though.
You know what's gonna happen? He's gonna get to like number six or seven, and then Brock Lesnar's gonna come in.
See, that's what I'm thinking. But do you want Brock Lesnar in the match the entire time?
Well, but the problem is that if you put Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble, how do you eliminate him? You're gonna run into the same situation.
The same way you bring back Goldberg. Because then Goldberg eliminates him the way Brock Lesnar eliminated Goldberg
Or you have The Undertaker eliminate him. The Undertaker enters the Rumble. Somebody asked us about booking the Rumble.
Yeah, we'll get there. Unless you want to do it now, because I don't really have anything else to talk about with Raw.
I'm trying to think. Oh, yes. Supposedly, allegedly, after Raw went off the air, there was a Roman Reigns John Cena stare down.
Ah.
So that may play a little bit into how the Royal Rumble goes in a couple of weeks.
Did they announce a title match for the Rumble yet or no? They did not, right?
I think Sheamus.
No, that's next week versus Roman Reigns with Vince McMahon as the ref.
Yeah, which means that they're probably going to have some shit go on and then it's going to wind up being the blow off at the Royal Rumble. Which means they're going to need a contender for the WrestleMania. And I know I was talking about Triple H, but might not be a bad thing if you want to kind of give Cena that going for the 16th championship, going up against Roman Reigns. Look, Cena...
What, at the Rumble?
Or no, at WrestleMania? Well, think about it like this. Reigns is kind of over right now. And if you really want to put that stamp of approval on him, you put him in there with Cena, who the people really shit on all the time anyway. Cena at least will give him a good to great match. And then he goes over Cena. And there you've got your megastar built, even though he won the title like 2 months, you know, or 3 months ago at that point.
So now, but where do you go with the other rumored match of Cena versus Taker? And now who do you feed to Taker?
Maybe nobody. Maybe Taker gets the year off.
Nah, he's going to be there.
Maybe Taker gets Owens. That's what a lot of people were talking about. It would put a shine on Owens, even though he'd lose.
He would lose. Oh, he just lost to Neville.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Could you imagine he hits the pop-up powerbomb on The Undertaker?
Dude, that'd be crazy.
That'd be fucking insane, dude.
That would be nice.
Or Undertaker Hurricanrana's out of it.
Hurricane Rana's out of it?
Yes.
Oh, God. Could Undertaker do a Hurricane Rana now?
Well, he likes doing that that tope, you know, over the ropes, so I'm sure he's got a Hurricane Rana in him somewhere.
Well, I will mark out for this on Raw. There was a segment that had my two current favorite superstars on the roster in it, and that would, of course, be Miz TV with my man The Miz, and then Zack Ryder makes an appearance.
Woo, woo, woo.
Because it's in it's in Brooklyn, but of course,
well, he's practically Long Island.
He's from Strong Island, so you got Zack Ryder and The Miz, of course, Zack Ryder gets tossed out of the ring in 1 second by The Big Show.
Whoa.
So, but I was happy to see Zack Ryder back on TV, so.
That's what I wanted you to pull up. Somebody in the questions, actually.
What, a push, fire?
No. The Damian Sandow, his old character.
Oh, you know what? I will do that. I'll do that right now.
Do you want to get into questions, or do you want to just pull that up?
Yeah, we can go right into questions, I guess.
Then we can figure something else out to talk about after our commercial break.
Nah, we definitely can.
All right, so questions. Who's got the question? You want me to pull them up? Or?
I got it.
All right. Kevin, working everything tonight. Working the sounds, working the internets.
All right.
Questions.
All right, this is an interesting one because this is something we could do.
Wait, as a matter of fact, before you say that, you know what? I'll open up the phone lines. So if you have a question for us, 201-467-8WIZ, 201-467-8949. Like I said, if you're listening live, call in and join us. If you're listening on the podcast, call and leave a dirty message for Eddie. He likes that. I'm sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
This is I like this concept. You know how we normally do our FMKs that we just started to bring back?
Yes.
From the vintage Wizards days. Justin Anderson from the Inconclusive Breakdown podcast. Why not do a turn, push, fire? Meaning turn somebody either heel or face, push them, or future endeavor them. And his options this week are Ryback, Zack Ryder, and Damian Sandow. So, Tony, I guess I'll let you field this one first. Who would you push? Who would you turn? And who would you wish all the best in their future endeavors?
It's Sandow and Ryback and
Ryder.
Ryder. I already know who I'm going to fire. So it's just a matter of what I'm going to do with the other guys. I would turn Ryback. I think I think I've shit my pants.
Oh, you definitely did.
I would turn
Ryback. Dude, if there's not at least some, like, liquid or...
You're lucky you're 7 feet away from me.
I don't think it'll help.
Jesus, it's not helping me. I'm
going to have to open the door. Light a match.
The door's already open.
Are they already? The door's already open, and it kills...
Kevin might have to run out. I would turn Ryback. And the only reason I would turn Ryback, not because he's not really over right now, I mean, but he could be a monster heel. He doesn't have to speak much, which would be good. He could just be a destructive force, like maybe like a, I'd hate to say like a Brock Lesnar light, but yeah. Something along those lines where he just becomes a monster. And this is why I'm saying this, because it's like the FMK. It's like, you know, you're stuck with these three.
Right.
I would push Sandow. I think Sandow had a nice little run when he was doing the whole Mizdow thing. I think he's got a lot of mileage with, like, playing different characters. Maybe he needs a little bit of a tweak to go in a different direction, but I would definitely, you know, give him an opportunity. And unfortunately, I would fire Zack Ryder. I think Zack Ryder is probably the best of the three who could go out and continue to be a name and recreate himself on the indies and actually make a good living. I know he's got a lot of friends on the indies right now, so he wouldn't be hard-pressed to find work. And I think it would probably be to his advantage at this point, although getting a paycheck from WWE is not necessarily a bad thing.
Nope.
But, I mean, that's the way I'd go. How about you?
All right. I would... fire Damian Sandow.
Ooh, okay.
I think that he is so far beyond repair at this point that it's just not... And I don't see anything super special in him anymore, and that's not his fault. That's just shitty luck with the whole Hogan thing and just scrapping the whole Macho Mandow. And I thought that they struck gold with him and The Miz. My idea. But obviously that ran its course and something would have had to have happened. I really think that Mizdow should have been the one that, to keep going with that. But I think it's too far gone. It's too far beyond the point for repair for him unless they completely repackage him as somebody else. Now, this is where it gets interesting between the two left. Obviously, everyone knows I'm a huge Zack Ryder mark. He, like I just said earlier, him and The Miz are my two favorite guys.
Which is why I was really feeling bad that I fired him.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's all right. But at the same time, I don't know. Again, this is the cards that were dealt, so I wouldn't be happy with, like, obviously I'd want him pushed. So I guess by default I have to say push Zack Ryder. But I feel like we've been down the Ryback road before already with him being saddled with Heyman and Rybacksel. And so, like, I guess by default now I'd have to turn Ryback and push Ryder. I'm not even saying Ryder's got to be a freaking star. He doesn't have to be like a... Just what he had going on with the whole Cena stuff, while it sucked for him and Cena was like his babysitter, that was better than nothing. And I think that Ryder is an untapped potential talent, and he got over on his own, as it's been said to death that he has. So I guess if just by default I turn Ryback, I push Zack Ryder, and I fire Damian Sandow.
No, fair enough. I mean, it's funny that we agree that Ryback just needs that that heel turn.
See, I don't think he needs it. I just have no other choice in the matter because I don't think
I guess.
I think he. I mean, I could push him, but that would mean turn Zack Ryder, which makes absolutely no sense.
No, and if you turn Zack Ryder, nobody's really going to.
No one's going to give us like less than they already care about
him
now.
Which is exactly why I didn't want to turn Sandow, because nobody would care if he turned heel. Like, who would give a shit?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, it's funny though when you're talking about it. Curtis Axel, who didn't really have a great chance getting over on his own, was actually in two tag teams that I think could have gotten over. It was Rybacksel.
The acne medicine.
And then teaming up with Sandow.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Well, you can blame Hulk Hogan for that.
Well...
For why that didn't work. But
yeah, but I don't know.
But I hated the Axelmania thing. But when it first started, but
speaking of repackaging, didn't we have another question that had a video attached to it?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe this will help. Maybe it's
I got to make sure there's no stupid YouTube advertisement first.
That's okay. Did you get a chance to watch this, by the way?
No, I did not.
Okay, so then this will be a first for you, but
Hi. I'm Aaron the Idol Stevens. And each year around this time, people take a break from the hustle and
bustle. Let me turn it up more.
To spend some time with their families and appreciate what's really important. That is everybody but the idol. Because when you're the Maharaja of the Menage a Trois, this is the busiest time of year. Because you have to find out who's been naughty and who's been nice. So if you'll please excuse me, I have to get back to work. Come here, little girl.
Hi, idol.
How are you, Beth?
I'm good, how are you?
Good.
Beth Phoenix?
Have you been a good girl?
I don't know, is it?
Oh, I'm always a good girl.
I know you are. You know what that means?
What?
You get a present.
I get a present?
Yeah.
I do?
Wait a minute. Let me go get my sack.
Okay.
Here it is. Oh, would you hold my sack for me?
Sure.
Let's see what we have. It. Look.
It's just what I've always wanted.
And what are you going to do with that? You are a good girl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll see you later. Well, ho, 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 hello.
Well, hello, idol.
And how are you, Shelly?
I'm doing just fine.
So, have you been a good girl or a bad girl this year?
I've been a very bad girl.
Well, you know what that means. I can't give you a present.
What?
I can't give you a present. You've been bad.
What? You mean there's nothing in your sack for me?
Okay, I could give you a present, but first I'm going to have to punish you. You're going to need a spanking.
I think I can take that.
Are you ready?
Shelly Martinez.
Looking quite delicious.
Ooh. Yes.
So you've been bad?
How long ago was this? They should do this every year.
It's 2007.
You've never been bad.
But this is my point. You take somebody like a Damien Sandow, and why would you take this away from him?
Merry Christmas! Oh. And Happy New Year!
Why would you take that away from him?
Oh, my.
PG, man.
Yeah, but that, dude, that was an amazing video.
That was pretty good. That was actually really good.
That's a guy with personality.
Yeah.
I don't, and Shelly
Martinez. Might have to alter my decision. I mean,
and that was really Beth Phoenix?
Yeah.
Man, she gets that sultry, like that. Oh.
Yeah, she's got that sexy little naughty voice.
There you go. Although, I don't know if you noticed, when he was putting his arms around her, she kind of like, you know, she was still playing it off, but she kind of put her hand on his. But Shelly, man, good for her. She's like all out. She's like ass up in the air, and I've been a bad girl. A true professional, Shelly Martinez.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I don't know. That's so far gone.
Yeah, man, you ain't kidding. So, I know I was telling you when you first arrived tonight, I had the kid watching some videos. There's a new series called Holy Shit. And it's just clips of like these big moves being performed,
like that big high spots. And
yeah,
stuff like
a lot of it was like ECW. Like
I saw that came up on my YouTube feed. I didn't click on it yet.
They're good stuff.
Yeah,
my kid was amazed though. Like off the railings, into ladders, into tables, like off the stages, off the tops of cages with flips. Randy Orton going for the RKO and Mick Foley throwing him off into the tacks. My kid was like, "What is this?" I'm like, this is what wrestling was like 10 years ago, kid.
One of my couple of my favorite moments, I don't know if they were on these videos, is when Shawn Michaels super kick to Shelton Benjamin when Shelton Benjamin does the springboard.
It's in one of the videos, yeah.
And the other one is when Evan Bourne, Matt Sydal, does a shooting star, but Randy Orton RKOs
into the RKO.
Him.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
Those are just off the top of my head, two of my favorite things.
But a lot of Bubba Ray putting women through tables, Tori Wilson.
See that stupid thing? You see that thing, that meme where, like, when your grandma gets you a whack Christmas present and it's Bubba Ray putting.
I hate them so much.
What, memes? Or the Dudleys?
Like all these memes that, like, they're not even funny anymore. Yeah. People are trying too hard with this shit.
Yeah, the creativeness is the creativity.
It's weak sauce these days.
I agree with you.
Fucking terrible.
All right, so next question, which we think we just kind of went over, is TJ Vegas. What are your thoughts on Sandow's old gimmick being
a million percent?
Man?
Bring it back.
I like it.
Amazing stuff.
All right, see, this is one of those long ones.
Oh, I'm sorry, Razor Ramon just won the belt back, by the way.
Yes, yeah, spoiler alert, Razor Ramon won the Intercontinental Championship in 1994 from Diesel.
Yeah, so if you haven't watched it, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Fantasy booking for the Royal Rumble, do we include legends, main roster, NXT? What notable guys do you bring back? What notable guys from NXT do you put in, if we do? How many people from the main roster?
I think you give Finn Balor a shot. I would think. I think that'd be kind of a cool thing. I'd love to put in Hideo Itami if he ever comes back. Wasn't he in the Andre Battle Royal?
Yeah, he won last year. No, he didn't win it. I'm sorry, that was stupid.
No, he was in it.
Yeah, he was in it. Yeah.
I thought you said he went.
No, he won Didn't he win a Battle Royal to get into the Battle Royal?
He won the NXT Battle Royal.
Yeah, yeah. So
he won a battle royal. Imagine that. Imagine that qualifying battle royals like for the NWA championship. No, like every territory had to have a battle royal, and then all the winners would go to like the Starcade, and the winner of that battle royal got to face Ric Flair.
That'd be dope.
And Dusty, I'm surprised, didn't book himself to win that. Sorry.
No,
So who would he? I would think they'd be nuts not to, of course, extend the branch to Goldberg to try to get him to appear in the Rumble. I think that'd be cool as shit. Who else is around that we could possibly get in the Rumble?
All right, well, let's go by who are like the most likely people to come back and be in it.
Well,
like,
I mean, DDP was in it last year, so it wouldn't be that special if he was brought back. We had Bubba Ray last year, and he's back on the roster
full time. Where's the Rumble anyway?
I'm not sure, actually.
All right, I'll find out.
I'm really not sure. I mean, Rob Van Dam, Chris Jericho, they'd be cool for a little bit of a pop, but I don't think that's like really that big of a surprise.
I don't expect any super major name to...
Unless they sign somebody from like like from Japan or something like that. Like if an AJ Styles or a Jay Lethal debuted at the Royal Rumble.
Maybe like a James Storm.
Yeah.
I know he's been in and out.
But they could always be like a who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like if you're going to debut somebody, it has to be somebody that people would know. And I don't know how many people would really know, like say like a Jay Lethal or, you know, a James Storm. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm trying to figure out, where the fuck
like,
the Rumble
all
is.
All I remember is the one year Doug Gilbert came out for the Rumble and everybody was like, who the fuck is Doug Gilbert?
If someone's listening live, can you fucking just tell me where the Rumble is, please?
Yeah, or call in. If you know where the Rumble is this coming January, 201-467-8949.
The fuck is the Rumble?
Whatever. Say it's in Kalamazoo. It's in Michigan. Isn't that where Kalamazoo is?
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're going for. You think they'd bring back, like, Diesel again?
That's the kind of thing that you're thinking of. Maybe, like, X-Pac, like, makes an appearance.
Maybe a Rikishi.
Rikishi would be awesome. With their surprises, other than, like, the one when it was, like, the 40-man and you had Booker T and Kevin Nash in the same Rumble, that was awesome. In Boston?
Yeah, but the 40-man Rumble is just, ugh.
I'll take that every year. I'll take the 40-man Rumble every year.
Yeah, but then weren't the intervals only a minute?
Well, they're 90 seconds now.
Oh, which is so dumb. They should just make the fucking match an hour and be done with it. Maybe Rey Mysterio comes back?
No, he signed with Lucha.
He's definitely with Lucha.
Yeah.
That's a done deal.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe someone like John Morrison, but he's with Lucha as well.
How about Drew Gulak? I'd be fucking tits.
Well,
supreme.
If they're going to bring up someone like that, they're bringing up someone under contract from NXT first.
Yeah, yeah. Well, maybe not, but I don't know if anybody would be big enough of a name to be worth it.
Dude, Joe.
No, Joe, yeah, but Joe's in NXT.
Yeah, that's what I guarantee you Joe debuts at the Rumble.
Fair enough.
I bet that happens.
Maybe they have a little this and that with Finn Balor, and they set something up for WrestleMania.
It is in Orlando.
Ooh.
So you have access to the entire NXT roster.
Thanks to KP Burke for sending that in, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, KP. I feel bad that the Boogeyman will probably be there.
No, for real?
I don't know. What the fuck?
The Boogeyman's like 50-something, isn't he?
Well, how old do you think Kevin Nash is?
I don't know, 70? His quads are like 12. Didn't he get new ones?
I don't know. All right, next question.
Yeah, Flair can't wrestle. Piper's dead. I don't know who else there would be. Oh, well, next question.
Which superstar... I think I like this question.
Superstar.
Which superstar would you want on your Beer Fest drinking team?
Drinking. Current wrestler or anybody?
Doesn't specify.
Because if we're going past...
Andre the Giant.
Yeah, definitely. And I was even thinking maybe Stone Cold, but no way. Doesn't hold the candle to Andre.
If I'm going current, like who I think like could hold their own now, and I don't want to throw anyone under the bus that I've actually.
Well,
you can do some damage. Nah.
You shouldn't have even said that. You could have just threw the name out there.
Yeah, that's true. But now I'm not. Now I'm going to pick either. I bet.
Well, who were you going to say? I'll say who it is.
No, I'm not going to.
No, because then I'll pretend it's my drinking.
No,
buddy.
I'm not doing it.
My buddy.
Not doing it. I bet Jericho could throw some back.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't. I don't know.
Dude,
he's
on the road. He's a metalhead. He's.
I wonder if any of the old like any of the guys backstage, like the, you know who I mean, the agents.
Earl Hebner, I bet could.
Well, Earl's not there, unfortunately. Is Ric Flair considered part of the roster? I'd love to go out drinking with him.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be a fucking great time.
All right, well, I can, you know what, instead of just, I can, when we were at WrestleCon, or not WrestleCon, Legends, there were some guys throwing them back. Not too heavy, though. I'm trying to think. I bet Bischoff can do some damage.
Oh, yeah, in a strip club especially.
Yeah. So I would obviously the smart money is Andre or Austin.
Austin would probably be more just like having fun with him, too, you know?
Bradshaw, JBL, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably.
But like, if you're asking like who would I like to like go out and like party with and drink beers with?
It'd have to be Flair or Andre.
It's got to be Flair, yeah.
Flair now. which is sad because Flair's like the old guy, you know?
Dude, if I could be like that, the better question is, if you could be the wingman, or if you could have one wrestler be your wingman, like going out just trying to go ham on some, like
pick off some ass.
Yeah, like who would your
wingman though? But it can't be somebody better looking than you.
No, that's of course it can.
Yeah, but then they'd be stealing your shit.
No, they wouldn't though, because they know their fucking role.
I would think Randy Orton.
Yeah?
I don't know, dude. He's a handsome-looking guy, and he doesn't give a fuck.
So I'm thinking, like, who...
Like, if you didn't sleep with him, he'd shit in your bag.
Like...
And then maybe after you did sleep with him, he'd
still shit. Yeah, but I feel like he's got the personality of, like, a fucking... It'd have to be someone that'd have to be out of their way to, like, yo, put me over, dude. Put me over.
You know who might be good at that? Daniel Bryan. Did you watch his Table for Three with Ryback and...
I did.
Fucking,
and
he's
Ziggler?
He's fucking hilarious.
Dude, actually, Ziggler might be a decent wingman.
Yeah, he's handsome. All the mommies like him.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, though, like, you gotta, like, picking a wingman is, like, it's like a science.
Yeah, we'd have to have auditions.
Yeah. You'd have to, like, know, like, all right, like, The Miz, right? He's married. So he would not be screwing around.
Oh, yeah. Well,
so, like, he'd be, like... So Ziggler, all about putting you over.
Ziggler. Oh, good call. I didn't even think about that.
So, like, he'd be like, listen, to the ring, but my boy K-Bones over here.
K-Bones.
My boy K-Bones.
Holy shit, that's a new shirt.
That's in my nickname when the Rock Bottom was open in West Orange for like 10 years ago.
Fucking K-Bones.
Because there was a bartender that we'd call J-Bones, and I would, like... emulate all his. I did like the perfect impersonation of him, so people just started calling me K-Bones.
That's so pretty fucking gay and funny.
No, it's
time.
Awesome, dude. It was like, it was. It did pretty well at the Rock Bottom.
For all of the folks that see Kevin on every Saturday a month, please call him K-Bones when you see him. From
at
now
PWS
on.
January 23rd,
yes.
Global Force Wrestling versus Pro Wrestling
K-Bones
Syndicate.
Will be in the house.
K-Bones will be there. All right,
brother.
So. We got some couple more questions.
Do you want to take?
Want to do a break?
Yeah, we're about halfway through, so we'll take a break.
Give us something just in case we hit a wall and we can't think of something to talk about when we get back.
No, it's just that I don't want to cram everything, and then we're just doing a commercial, and then we only have like 15 minutes left.
Gotcha.
201-467-8949. We are the Shining Wizards.
Who would be your wingman?
Yes,
call
that's
in.
Actually good. If you want to put that,
I'll
out
put
on
that
the
up on.
But don't do it now. After the break, you can put it out there. Don't go anywhere, folks. We will be right back as soon as I find the commercial block, which I have right here.
Hey, everyone. This is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown, a weekly uncensored and anti-PC look at entertainment, pop culture, professional wrestling, and current events. We also do a weekly top 10 list and fan casting. You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or the Satchel app for Android, or you can download direct from Libsyn. So come on out of your safe space and join us in the real world, won't you?
Hey, you. Yeah, you over there. If you're into professional wrestling, heavy metal music, and getting hammered, Neckbreaker Podcast was designed just for you.
Wrestling headlines, metal panels, and guest interviews with past alumni, including Suffocation, Eric Bischoff, Hammerfall, Chris Jericho, and many more.
Grab a 30 rack and listen to Neckbreaker on iTunes, The Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, The Blast Syndicate, or just grab the episodes right now from neckbreaker.net. Cheers and beers.
What?
From the current to the way back. Join the Impact player, Mr. Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers as we host the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast live every Friday evening at 9 p.m. on rantemradio.com. You can find all of our episodes on turnbucklethrowbacks.com, Audio Boom, Stitcher, iTunes, and on the TuneIn app. Just search Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
I am super. I am crazy. I am super crazy.
Bingo, anytime. You're gonna be working for me, so you don't wanna get on my bad side, cause everyone you look Latino. You ain't never heard nothing like this. Take a look around, my man, now how built this. You tryna kill my spirit, I like Mr. Nesso. Twin pistolero, keep the road of the west. Shake him up, heat him up, change the climate. Silence.
We are super crazy in the studio tonight for the very last episode of the Shining Wizards at the end of 2015. I am Enrique Iglesias Contaros, Ricky Martin, and I am getting another beverage from my man, Senor Kevin. We're just having some fun here tonight. We're answering your questions, taking your phone calls. If you were going out to slay some ass and you wanted a wingman, a professional wrestling wingman, who would your choice be? Call us now, 201-467-8949. I'm starting to think nobody's listening live tonight, Kevin, and maybe that's a good thing. Maybe people are recovering. All right. That's all right.
And let's just not. We're only losing half the demographic when we say wingman. Who would be your wing diva? Two ladies that listen to this show.
A wing diva.
You know what I mean? Spread your wings, Tony.
It almost sounds like somebody that really likes wings. Like they're really particular about their chicken wings.
Yeah, and they're like,
why you put mango sauce on that?
I said sauce on the side, okay? I said the mango chutney on the side.
What is this shit? Why you give me ranch? It's got to be blue cheese.
Why is everyone Spanish now?
Because I was listening to Super Crazy's theme song. That's why.
His WWE one?
I am super. I am crazy.
Play it again.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I haven't heard that song in a while.
All right. Well, here we go. Oh, you know what? You got some plugs to get out before we go back to questions?
I am super.
There you go.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Shining Wizards Kevin, where he's appearing in your neck of the woods.
And by your neck of the woods, I mean my neck of the woods. Let's see. January, it's nothing for the end of the year. Obviously, the new year is going to be coming up. January 4th, I'm on a great show featuring a guy.
I thought you said big show.
No. Well, I mean, I could say big show, but I don't want to interrupt Senor Loco. Let's see. I have to make sure I'm plugging the right shows for the right event.
Plug away.
January 4th, the Joke Barrel Club with Mr. Mike Morse, who has... I hope that's him on this show. If not, then I apologize. But he's been... I think I mentioned his name before. He tours with Lisa Lampanelli. He's written for Rich Voss. He's written for Artie Lang. He's written for everybody. He's super dope and talented.
Is he super crazy?
He is super crazy, man. He's been on Howard Stern. He's been everywhere. I'm very happy to be working with him. He's a great guy and very funny. So get out to that if, in fact, that is the show that I am actually on. January 16th, which is a Saturday, that is at Rockin' Joe's in Summit. I'm shitty. Actually, you know what? I'm really shitty at these plugs because I have no idea where any of these shows are. So,
you're shitty at plugs, and I'm shit plugging shit.
Yeah, I mean, I can do this again next week because I honestly don't know where the shows are. Someone just asked me to do the confirm that I was on a show that I booked back in August, and I don't remember at all. So. I am terrible at that, so no mas plugs para ti. And Tatanka's about to go heel.
It's a great day in wrestling when Tatanka goes heel. He's a jackass anyway. 201-467-8949. The toilet is running, and I don't know if it's going to stop.
You better go catch it.
But never mind the toilet. Kevin, we got more questions.
Got a couple more. I'll bounce over to the Twitter. Jay Baca has asked, if you guys were stable, who would be world champ? Who would be TV champ? Who would be tag champs?
Why TV champ? Why not US champ?
I think whatever mid-card belt.
They pretty much flopped all the mid-card belts. Didn't they have like the national belt, the Western States belt?
Who knows?
The TV belt.
Now, who are we talking about?
The U.S. belt. Well, the horses, man.
That kind of lends itself to the question that we got not too long ago about if you were the horseman, which one would you be? And I believe my answer was Tony would be Flair.
Woo!
Eddie and Matt would be Arn and Tully. And I would be Wyndham or Oli or Roma or whoever you wanted to plug in.
You got the looks of Roma, but I think you got the talent of a Barry Windham.
Oof, God no.
Or maybe a Sid.
I could have had that if I stuck with it, but I could have probably. But anyway.
Be Sid. All you got to do is break your leg.
So I think Tony would be the world champ. Eddie and Matt would be the tag team champs, the Arn and the Tully. And I would be the television champ.
See, the only thing I would switch is I think that I would put you and Matt together. As
I could see that too, actually.
Because I could see you guys like working well off each other, like being dicks to other people. Where Eddie's just an asshole all around. Like, I could see you guys being sneaky assholes together.
Yeah, and plus we got the beards now going. So.
Oh, so you guys could do like a little Killer Bees action.
We could do a little Bash Brother gimmick.
Like, switch off, and then the referee's like, who's who?
Yeah, yeah. So we could do that. I could see Eddie being the TV champ. But then again, me and Eddie also spend... People associate Eddie with me every now and then because of the PWS gimmick. So me and Eddie could be tag champs, or I mean, Eddie could be world champ. I could see no, but I would go with my original you world champ, Eddie Matt tag champs, or Eddie me tag, or Matt and me tag champs, and then me or Eddie television champ.
Being world champ would be a lot of work.
Yeah, you got a lot of traveling to do. Being a tag champ, you only got to work half the match.
Yeah, that's oh Jesus, snorted. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but you guys get to be, see, the tag teams get to be, I think, I don't want to say a little more creative, but like I think the creativity comes a little easier in tag team matches.
Who would be our J.J. Dillon if you had to bring somebody else in?
See, I think the easy answer would be the Wizard, but I don't think he'd have the chops for it.
The Wizard.
We would need a valet.
All right, we'd have to do
you know
a valet.
What? Since you and Matt are the tag guys, I picture you more in the Tully role, and you get the valet.
All right.
And I think there's a young lady from Texas who would make an awesome valet, even though she can't talk for shit.
Yeah, work on your promo, Lisa.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Y'all.
Hey, y'all, how are you? Fine, Lisa, how are you? Great.
Use my strong hand, child.
Actually, and then, all right. So now, the four of us are the horsemen, no matter where we put ourselves. Who's our big nemesis? Who plays Dusty Rhodes to us?
Oh, God. Now, are we heels or baby faces? I guess we got
to
be heels.
We'd
right?
have to be heels. But who's the thorn in our side? Who's the Dusty Rhodes? Who's the Magnum TA?
I don't know. I mean, there's an easy answer to this, but I don't want to say it.
Oh, yeah.
No, not that. I don't think what you're thinking of.
Oh,
I mean,
I know
like,
what you're thinking. Hey, you're on the comedy circuit real quick. Carlos Mencia, is he gone?
No, my buddy actually tours with Carlos Mencia. He's touring a lot. Yeah. My buddy, Kevin Dombrowski and a couple guys. I know Miguel Dalmo.
So he must be making some money.
He's plugging along, I guess. He's been on tour with him.
If you're opening for Mencia or working with Mencia, you gotta be making some money.
I'm sure he's doing great. Yeah, go check him out. I don't know if they're still working together right now, but he was just on tour with Carlos. So Kevin Dombrowski, go check him out. Great friend and great funny guy.
All right, so cool. So who would our
first. You go first.
Do you want to keep it to the podcasting world?
Yeah, sure.
Like shows that we know, shows we're like kind of associated with?
Sure.
I'm thinking that maybe we throw the, you know what? Justin Anderson plays Dusty Rhodes.
All right.
You know, I could see him doing the, come on, daddy.
You know what? you know what else I could also see? And I know Matt's going to cringe that I'm bringing up this name.
Oh, no.
But I could see us beating the shit out of JP fucking week and have him like be like, okay, guys, that's enough. I'm going to avenge everyone and be a good guy.
Or he'd be like, I'm quitting the business, and then come back the next week and go, oh, I was lying, boogie woogie, or whatever he says.
I could see us tormenting JP to the point where he gets like effing Ronnie and these guys like get his back and like they like we fight.
Oh my god!
And we fight in a
like effing Ronnie
in a
like,
war games.
Effing Ronnie's like Magnum TA.
Yeah.
He almost dies in a horrific accident.
Survives though, Ronnie survives. So anyway, but that's just like that was like those are the first people that came into my head.
See, I was kind of thinking like a stable, like if it's like the three guys from Neckbreaker. Like,
what if you do the ultimate act of betrayal against our brothers of the Turnbuckle Throwback?
Oh, see, Phil could have been Dusty Rhodes.
Phil could have been Dusty Rhodes. And Mega Powers could have been Magnum
could
TA.
Could have been Magnum TA.
And I don't know. I mean, they got some guys at Rant EM that probably fill in with them that they can get to.
We could have Ronnie and JP be like the Road Warriors. That'd be funny as shit, dude.
They'd come in on those little motorcycles with like remember the cartoon like the dudes with on the little tiny bikes.
Yes,
and then,
okay. And the Neckbreaker guys are the Russians.
Yeah, all right.
Ivan Koloff, Nikita Koloff, and Crusher Khrushchev.
But and I think that, I mean,
and Chris Casares is Nikita, and he turns on them, and he joins Dusty. There's like an unholy alliance between.
So it's the Shining Wizards, the Shining Horsemen, versus.
What are we doing?
The Turnbuckle.
This is like shit we do on, like, when you're in fourth grade.
Dusty Rhodes.
All right, we have to build
posse.
Armies.
And, but they got some guys, Phil and Dave, over at Rant EM that are loyal to them.
Oh, fuck,
like,
yeah.
Like Black.
That's like the whole
Black
Mid-South
Thunder or whatever
territory.
His name is. Black Thunder and. I
Rant
that.
EM is Mid South Wrestling. Yeah. You've heard it
Rant
here.
Rant EM is Mid South Wrestling.
You heard it here, folks.
That's fantastic. I hope Phil's got to be listening, right?
Oh, I'm sure he is. He's probably stuck in fucking bullshit Midtown traffic.
Dude, we would never. That's. I think that would be the perfect. If you could make like a T-shirt like that, like with us on one side and the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the other, like ultimate betrayal. The Shining Horseman versus the Turnbuckle Rhodes Scholars.
So then here's the ultimate follow up. Who do you get to play?
Sting.
Ooh.
Who's Sting in all this?
Who's like was Sting like a mediator or was he
No,
not...
Sting was like Dusty later where he was like just gullible and fell for everything.
Hmm.
Who would be Sting?
Not I don't know. That's a tough one.
Yeah, I think we're out of people almost.
Sting.
I don't know.
Fuck it.
Well, fuck it.
Okay, faggot.
Sorry. Kevin's also the soundboard tonight.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. I'm a man of many drunken, twisted tea hats.
Fuck it.
All right, let's go back to the questions. We have
yes.
a couple more.
Awesome. Keep them coming, people.
All right, here we go. All right. From Mr. Dusty Raya. Dusty Rayads. Roads.
If you will, Daddy.
For Mr. Rhea, 2015, perhaps the worst year for WWE ever. Is it even as bad as, say, 1995? Thoughts? I wish Eddie were here to answer this one.
I'm going to say no, it's not as bad. And I'll tell you why. They're really only forcing two people down our throats, right? Cena, not even so much anymore.
Well, now he's back.
Well... So it'll be picking up again. And Roman Reigns. All the other, like, undercard people, they don't have these awful gimmicks that they had in 95. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they may not get to be themselves, like, in name. Like, they're still kind of made-up characters. But at least the characters are, like, a more realistic portrayal of people.
All right, well, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is worse? Those stupid... gimmicks that flooded the WWE in 95 or are these stupid forced names that they want you to think could be real but are just so fucking stupid.
You see, that's...
Like Strawn Broman or...
That's a great question.
Like if I can go through the roster of, like, NXT and WWE and how many names are just like, dude, yeah. You're trying too hard to make up a stupid fucking name for these people. And
yeah, but
like I'd rather have Mabel than have what? Like, and let me just see the first one I pick.
I'd rather have Neville.
Bo Dallas.
I'd rather have Neville than Alex Porteau.
Yeah, but Alex Porteau seemed like it could have been like, who the fuck is named Braun Strowman?
Dude, New Day or Hog and Pig? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, I love the New Day. But
you got to look at it like this.
I wonder
well.
If their act is starting to get a little old too.
Is business? Well, they give him way too.
Curtis
much time.
Axel.
They give him way too much time on TV.
Yeah.
Freddie Joe Floyd.
Again, it's like the
TL
like,
Hopper.
Like, look at these stupid.
Then again, Hunter Hearst Helmsley was supposed to be a shit gimmick.
Yeah, but then that turned into Triple H, which is different. Like, you remember what like. Jack Swagger, I forget what his name was supposed to be at first.
The real American?
Who, spoiler alert, teams with Mark Henry on Superstars. That could be a team I can get behind. Olympic gold medalist, Jack Swagger, the real American.
Not bad. Olympic Swagger.
There you go.
It's a better name than Jamaica Me Crazy.
Like,
or Air Boom, God forbid.
Air Boom.
Remember Evan Airborne?
That was terrible. They should have been called Air Raid.
They should have been called to Hide Your Wife, Hide Your Kid.
Let's see.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to find more. I guess there aren't as many as... I think they may be flooding the NXT roster.
But it's funny because there's a lot of guys in NXT that kept their names, you know?
Well, now, let's see. Where's the NXT roster? Bow, bow. It's not putting...
But even aside from the gimmicks, the money that the profession is making right now, like WWE's making money hand over fist.
Of course.
Were they making money back in 95?
No, they were almost run out of business.
And that's the problem. And it made it even worse in 95 because WCW was starting to come into their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
WCW was picking off all the guys that you know and love. You had
Sting.
You had Luger. You had Hogan. Savage. Flair was back, you know, in a prominent role. So all these, like, and tons of, I mean, there was a lot of other shit that went on with Sullivan, with the Dungeon of Doom and all that, but...
Love the Dungeon.
No, I understand, but there were names there. There was a reason not to watch WWE. And let's be honest, there's a whole lot of other wrestling out there, but there's not that one big company that's taking you away from WWE right now. And that's the difference between now and 95. 95, yeah. There was way too much to lose, and they were fucking, they had heapings of losing at that point.
All right, look at some of these names for the NXT roster. Like, that just sound like they're so made up that it's just, like, ridiculous. Baron Corbin. Angelo Dawkins. Fucking Apollo Crews, former UHA Nation. Bull Dempsey. Chad Gable.
Who's Chad Gable?
I think he's in a tag team, I think, with some of these. Like, all right, here you go. Look at this one. Elias Sampson. Like, back... Like, there were times where, like, look, Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Oh, my God. Wait, is that Jeff Jarrett, Bleach Blonde with the fucking webbing?
Absolutely. Nia Jax. Mojo. Actually, I don't mind Mojo Rawley. Jason, like, all these names just sound
wow,
like...
Wow, did you see how bad that was? Mabel, they had to roll Jarrett toward the ropes so this way he can get his foot on the ropes.
Like, back in, like, the early 2000s, you had guys that were themselves. You had Mark, you had Shelton Benjamin, you had Charlie Haas. Like, these names, like, actually sound like they're people that, if they were filling out a job application, you would believe that that's their fucking name.
Steve Austin.
If someone comes in with, here you go. My name is Sylvester Lefort.
They named another guy Sylvester.
Yeah, I don't even know who he
is. Didn't they learn
from
Sylvester Turkey? Remember Marcus Corvon?
Another one. There's an example of one too.
that was
stupid idiots.
That has to be like 10 years ago already, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so like I would take like a Freddie Joe Floyd or a.
Freddie Joe Floyd is the drizzling shits, dude. Come on.
Well, he didn't really have a role, so it's not like he wasn't on our TV.
T.L. Hopper. Come on. It stood for toilet lid. Did you know that?
It stood for what?
Toilet lid. Because he was a janitor.
He was
Remember
a plumber.
When the Divas had like the...
He was a plumber. He wasn't a janitor.
Same shit, isn't it?
I don't know. Custodians do more than just plumb. They sweep.
They do more than plumb.
I just navigated away from... All right, so all in all... Is 2015 a worse year than 1995? I'll say no.
It's the only reason why I think is because there was one huge outlet at that point that you can go to see something else.
Yeah. So I don't know if Phil meant strictly WWE, but.
Whee!
2015 was pretty shitty though.
No, hey, no arguments on that.
Yeah. And then Rick Osborne chimed in and thought that 2009 and 2010 was pretty bad too. I honestly don't know what, I couldn't tell you what happened in 2009, 2010. I think,
I don't really remember either.
Dude, I'm telling you, it goes by like I always say, like anything from like 89 to like 97, I could tell you about. And after that, it's all compressed into.
Yeah. Like even a lot of shit during the Attitude Era, you know, like.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you how many times somebody won a certain championship.
Yeah.
Wasn't Crash Holly a hardcore champion like 27 times or some shit?
Yep. Something like that. All right.
And I'm sure when people go to the record books, they say to themselves, I wonder which guy won the most championships, and they think immediately Crash Holly. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's what that hardcore title thing was ridiculous. That was just for sure.
It was a great concept, but... it kind of fucking skews a lot of things.
All right, so here we go. Final question.
All right.
Unless something just popped up on the Twitter. All right, here's how would Drift save WCW? I don't even know if I have the answer to that. I mean,
I don't know if I would have given out guaranteed contracts.
Yeah, but at the time it worked.
It worked in the very short run.
I mean, there was so much stuff
I would have stopped trying to resurrect the NWO. I would have sent Hogan away just for a little while anyway. I would have had given other stars like a chance to move around with things other than like Nash, Goldberg, Hogan, and the Giant, you know. Maybe elevated Scott Steiner a little earlier than they did. Maybe take Ric Flair out of like such a
You think elevating
thing.
Scott Steiner would have saved WCW?
No, but what I'm saying is like put other people on that level at the point where everybody was almost on that level. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easier to build a Scott Steiner to that level when he's got other big guys that he can run with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when Scott Steiner was champion, it was him and Booker T, honestly. And maybe Diamond Dallas Page
and Jeff Jarrett.
Who
none of which were...
No offense to Jeff Jarrett. I never really saw him as a world champion either.
See, I kind of did.
Honestly, I never saw Booker T as a world champion, but I much more saw him than Jeff Jarrett in that role.
I felt when Jeff Jarrett started doing that character in WWE, like the don't piss me off character with the guitar. Well, obviously, he always had the guitar, but I felt like that's when he had his potential that I was like, I saw him as. And then as soon as he jumped to WCW for whatever time, 18th time, and he came and smashed the guitar over Buff Bagwell's head, I thought that, all right, they got something with Jarrett. This could actually make. For some reason, when people jump, I give it so much more credit than it deserves. Like, you know what I mean? Like with example, TNA. Like, our friends over at Busted Open Radio put up a list of, like, their most top moments, most influential moments of 2015 on the thing. And two of them were jumps to TNA. One was Kurt Angle. And this is all of wrestling, not just TNA.
2015?
I'm sorry. I mean, let me see what that was. It was something. Because obviously Kurt Angle's been in TNA a lot longer than that.
A long time.
I know, but it was maybe his return. Or maybe it was in the last decade. Maybe it was in the last... I forget what they did, but I replied to it. Anyway, but when Hulk Hogan came to TNA, I'm like, wow, this could really change something.
I felt the same way
when Jeff Hardy went to TNA. I'm like, whoa, this could really do something. When Kurt Angle went, this could really do something. And it was the same thing with WCW. I'm like, whoa. Sid's back. That could really do something. Again, I was a lot younger then.
You know what it was?
And I'm like,
you know why? Because
they can compete again. Road Warrior Animals back.
Because you were in that mindset of the Monday Night Wars where guys were switching, you know, companies all the time, and it was a big genuine surprise. TNA, I don't ever see as like that substitute for WCW. And I do agree, like, wow, Kurt Angle's going there, it's gonna mean something, and it wound up not. You know,
like, and it just goes to show you that I think no matter who they brought in, I don't think anything would have.
They brought in Hogan, but they brought in like old decrepit Hogan.
Right, they brought like in Hogan that's not a worker and is just
like the
name value alone.
Yeah, Hogan was really like he had even a little bit of a burst in WCW, but by and large, without that heel turn, Hogan's done by 95, 96. Honestly, I mean, what else can you do with him? The act was cool when he came back to WWF because it was a nostalgia thing. People were really into wanting to see Hogan.
And it's WWE.
It's the machine behind it as well, sure. But it's like, how many times are you going to like every week, the leg drop, the pointing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The ridiculous matches against the Dungeon of Doom. Like, putting you and Macho Man 10-on-1 in a fucking, like, in a 10-on-2 in, like, a stacked cage. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just these ridiculous scenarios, and they were finding a way to win every time.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Sorry, but a little bit of a rant there.
No, it's fine. It's just, here we go. Let's see what list this was. 10 moments of the modern era.
Okay. It was a huge deal when Angle got signed. It really was.
But
Angle was super white hot in WWE when they let him go. Super hot.
Yeah, and Dave LaGreca says, and shout out to Dave over at Busted Open.
He's listening right now, by the way.
TNA moments that should have made the list were Kurt Angle and Hulk Hogan's respective debuts at in TNA.
I would think that Kurt Angle's debut with TNA meant a lot more than Hogan's. If you want to look back at it.
I want to see their full list. Anyway, it's neither here nor there.
But I think in the history, like, Kurt Angle's debut did a hell of a lot more than Hogan's debut for that company.
Kurt Angle established them as a legitimate, like, place to work, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would think so, because he was like really the first big name that went over there, right?
At least that wasn't already there, other than like Sting or somebody like that.
Yeah, and apologies to all the other guys that worked there, like Jarrett and all these other guys. But
no, but they were there. Like,
yeah, but
that wasn't a splash. That's where they started.
But Angle was white hot when he left WWE to go there, or when he was fired. However it actually went down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Super white hot.
I'm actually looking forward to TNA's resurgence on next week, I think it is. Or
I do have Pop TV.
So do I.
I'm wondering if they're just going to show more highlights from...
No, it's a live show.
It's going to be live from where?
From Orlando. Or from wherever they...
Orlando?
Where else are they going to go?
Here's the other thing that I wanted to talk about, and I think this is a great way to bring us to a close tonight. We're watching... you said this was from Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. You look at this arena... It looks WWF, right?
Correct.
It's got the WWF banners hanging from the rafters. It's got the recognizable ring with the colored ropes and the same, you know, sort of like pale blue canvas with the blue on the outside of the ring.
Correct.
But it looks different. It's like you can look in the background and you could see the way the stands are set up. Excuse me, Jesus. The entrance ramps, you know what I'm saying? Like the setup. No matter where you were in the country, you can... Wow, Raymond Rougeau doing the interviews. I forgot about that. But you can look at any arena in the country at this point, and you can know where they are based on that look. You know? You can tell when they were at the Garden. You can tell when they were in Boston. You can tell when they were in Toronto.
Then you could. Now there's a formula now for these arenas that are all basically just being built the same way.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's like the set for WWE has to look like this. Like there's only one arena in the country that I can think of, and I don't even know the name of it, where they put the ramp on the right side of the screen.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. I just don't know which one. Who was that?
I don't know. They called and hung up. But
they hung up? We didn't?
Yeah, no. We didn't. But my point is, like, maybe everything just looks way too cookie cutter nowadays, you know? Maybe, like, the different looks. Like, when they went to Japan and they had, the Brock Lesnar show over in Japan. It was cool. It looked different. It was a different feel, a different vibe.
Well, even now with the way that if you go back even as little as maybe, like, 7 years ago, Raw had its own set. SmackDown had its own set that looked completely different.
Yeah, and
all the difference is the blue and the red. That's it. And the same thing for pay-per-views. Everything's the same for the pay-per-views. It's that fucking big bar that goes across the Tron and the stage, minus your little ladder gimmicks for the TLC pay-per-views or stuff like that. But everything looks the same. We had Nitro. You know, Nitro had its own set. Thunder had its own set. And it looked different.
And you know what the sad thing is, too? You look at WrestleMania, where WrestleMania is like the only real place where it can look different.
Yes.
But even the WrestleManias are starting to look the same. Like, not the same like to Raw and all the other shows, but the WrestleManias like are looking the same to each other.
It's like they found a formula. I mean, a lot of it probably has to do with more stuff than we can think of, like cost and... So, but, dude, do you remember the one that the medal at the Giant Stadium that we went to with that fucking huge Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, and that's cool.
You ain't seeing that anywhere else.
No, but that kind of show dictates that you need a set like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need that pageantry. You need that display for a show like WrestleMania because the show is just that big and it transcends the business. Like we've said... You don't really need that draw right now in the business for WrestleMania. You really don't. The fucking show sells out 10 months in advance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you have no idea who's going to be on that show. It could be Freddie Joe Floyd against T.L. Hopper in the main event. And it will be. Yes, this year, folks. Book it. And The Rock's going to be the special referee. That's why he's coming back.
Hold on. I missed the question. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
This is... No, it's nothing crazy. This is KP.
Oh, boy. What's up, Burke?
analyze any potential or lack thereof for League of Nations?
Good question.
I like them.
I do like them. I think, unfortunately, in this day and age of 50-50 booking, there's a real problem with their existence.
Okay.
If they're not allowed to be the bandoleros and, like, beat the shit out of people and just run ruckshot all over everyone, they're not going to mean anything. I think it would have been better had they let Sheamus run with the title for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it would have given him a reason to fight.
Yes.
Rather than just all being from foreign countries.
And now, yeah, now it's until like once because his program is over with Sheamus and Roman, like, because, what are we going to do?
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Why do Ireland, England, Mexico, and Bulgaria want to fucking beat up the U.S.? Like, what's their motivation?
I mean,
without that championship, there is none.
I mean, you know? I don't know. Nowadays, you don't really need a whole lot of motivation to want to be.
No, but what I'm saying,
we're pretty much one of the most hated countries in the world.
No, I understand, but does the UK really hate us?
I don't think so.
You know what I'm saying? So it's two guys.
Oh, maybe they do actually.
But I mean, there's two guys right there that really don't have a beef with us. You know, aside from the fact that they're heels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I just love for some reason I love
like Rusev hates America. Del Rio hates America. Fucking Sheamus and Barrett are just fucking asshole heels.
Well, he didn't, though, because Del Rio and Zeb Coulter just came back, and they were working as like, this unity Mexico-America contingent.
Yeah, but then he kicked the old
man. Well, yeah, but he did. But they never said that he hated America after that. But anyway, I just like – I like stables. I love the gang mentality.
I do, too. I'm a big fan of that, but I don't – it doesn't work now for two reasons because, like, these guys aren't really fighting for anything. And Roman Reigns is the champ. Like, what's the point? Now Cena's back. So are we going to be looking at these big, like, four-on-four matches now?
All right.
Is it going to be Cena, Reigns, and the Usos? Is it going to be Reigns and like, Ambrose is tied off with Kevin Owens now anyway.
I mean, you never – who knows if they – maybe they bring somebody else up from NXT. Maybe they debut somebody to feud with Cena. I don't know.
Maybe Samoa Joe because he's from Samoa. Why the fuck would a Samoan hate the United States?
Isn't Samoa the territory of the United States?
Exactly.
All right. Anyway.
But I'm trying to make sense of it, Kevin. You get what I'm saying.
Dude, if they bring up Samoa Joe for John Cena, I would be pumped but be terrified at the same time.
I think Cena winning the Royal Rumble and going up against Reigns at WrestleMania is not out of the realm of possibility.
Nothing's out of the realm of possibility.
I'm telling you, if you really want to put Reigns over, there's not too many better ways to do it.
Brock Lesnar. John
Cena. Yeah. But then Brock Lesnar's going to have to lose that match clean.
So?
Last match he lost was to The Undertaker, and it was nefarious circumstances. The match before that he lost, he wasn't even factored into the decision. He's going to have to fucking lose. It's going to have to be...
I don't think he cares at this point.
Nah, maybe he doesn't, but... Yeah, then again, you might be right. I mean, the character Brock Lesnar is not going to lose anything by losing to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Here's the ultimate problem, though, with putting him in there with Brock Lesnar. Lesnar's going to be the fucking babyface. He's going to be. Lesnar is going to be the babyface.
Yeah, whether they want to or not, obviously.
So do you really want to bury Roman Reigns at that point, or do you want to put him in against Cena, who's a good hand that half the crowd shits on anyway?
That's a fair question.
But you also run the risk of the crowd shitting on both of them.
And chanting for Daniel Bryan.
And Randy Savage.
And JBL.
And JBL. And Booker T.
All right. Favorite Royal Rumble of all time. That's from Giovanni. These last two questions, the WCW question and this question, are from Giovanni.
Gio, our buddy. He's a good man.
Yes, sir.
Let me see.
I think we've answered this before.
I kind of liked the one that Big John Studd won just because it gave you the feeling that anybody can win.
89. That was the first pay-per-view edition.
Yeah. Or the obvious, 92.
92.
That's the obvious. That's the star power. That was amazingly well booked. Hogan got the fucking shit on that he deserved because he was an asshole.
92 was awesome. That's the easy front runner for me.
Bobby Heenan having a heart attack, calling the match with Monsoon.
I wish I could remember more of the recent ones. Oh, you know which one I liked? I think it was 2001 when you had I mean, it was obvious Triple H was going to win. If that's the one, it might be 2002. So
was 2002 the comeback?
That's what I don't remember if it was 2001 or 2002.
It was probably 2002 because 2001, WCW was still in business at that point, weren't they? Yeah, because it was 2002 because it was the same show as Hogan versus The Rock. And that was 2002. That would have been after WCW closed a year later after the contracts went out.
2002 was probably one of my favorites because Mr. Perfect came back.
That was a good rumble.
And
Mr. Perfect was in the final four, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
That was a good rumble. You're right.
I think that was probably one of my favorites, too. So I'll go 92 or 2000. Oh, 10 years apart. I'll do 92, 2002.
Yeah, I'll go 92 and 89 just for the fact that it really played home.
Now, Survivor Series 89 is my favorite.
Now, wait a minute. 89 was also Axe and Smash starting the match, wasn't it?
Then Andre was number three, yes.
And then they turned from beating on each other to beating on Andre.
And that's when they did the whole Jake the Snake gimmick with the snake. And
Snake?
Mr. Perfect was still wearing his
biker shorts?
No, his little, like, fucking... It was before he was... They called him Kurt Hennig still, Mr. Perfect Kurt Hennig. So, before he was wearing, like, the singlet.
Yeah, he was wearing just biker shorts, wasn't he?
I don't remember.
Wasn't that his gear?
Yeah, all I know is that it wasn't the what do they call that? The singlet.
The singlet, yeah.
So
here's a question I have about the pay-per-view that's on behind me right now. I know it's the cage match, right?
Yes, sir.
This is actually a very good cage match.
Yes, it is.
Owen, I think he was thinking about going for a roll there, and he changed his mind.
Either a roll or like a kip-up, like handstand kip-up thing.
This is a good cage match, though. I really enjoyed this one.
This feud was awesome, man.
You look at Scott Hall on a show like this, and he's lean. He's muscular, but he's lean. You look at his days from AWA where he's big Scott Hall, Gator Scott Hall in WCW. He's a big fucking dude.
He's a big boy.
How much do you think he was weighing back then? Like 310?
Well, half of it was his hair.
No, but
at the time.
Well, yeah, he did. He had a tight fucking, he had the tight perm. He had the fucking Magnum TA look.
He basically was Magnum TA, but
it's the same.
That's like our sixth Magnum TA reference today.
He was an important footnote in history, and I say footnote with all due respect because the guy could have done so much more had he not had that accident, honestly.
Yeah.
His fucking cage match with Tully Blanchard was amazing stuff, too.
Yes.
Where he's fucking just jammed. Have you watched that lately? You got to watch that. It was for the U.S. title.
I've seen it.
Fucking amazing. Amazing. So it's just like our buddy Phil Reyes says, tell me a story. Make it compelling.
Tell me a story.
Suck me in.
I got to work on my Phil Rea.
And suck me off.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, that's it, right?
Do we have any parting words for 2015 before we have parting words for the show?
Thank you for everyone that has continued to support us. I know most of the people that do are the ones that we rag on the most, but it's because, honestly, it's...
And those are the people that get the show. The people that have been listening from Jump Street.
They understand that everything that we say is just basically just fucking for our amusement, and it has nothing to do with... You guys are all fucking great. I mean, 2000... Wow, 2000... It sucks that it's only the two of us, though.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah. I don't want to get all pussy on everybody.
Don't get pussy. Fuck them. Thanks for joining us on the ride.
Yeah, man. It's hopefully 2016 will be a better year. I can't imagine it not being. So I just started hearing the music that Tony played in my ear.
We haven't played this in a while. I figure Louis's probably fucking dying in bed.
Yo, Louis's got like the HIV or something.
Yeah, Louis, man, get better, brother.
Dude, for real, that shit looks like it's no joke.
Take your medicine, kid.
Take your antibiotics, your anti-inflammatories, whatever the fuck it is.
You know what it is? It's Louis' favorite disease, cocksucky disease.
Cocksucky.
That's
Louis. Low life cocksucky Ramos.
Sucking the dick. Now, Louis, good people, man. Get well, brother.
Oh, God, that looked fucking hideous.
I want to see more than the ball at Times Square dropping on New Year's, if you get my drift.
Oh, man. What's that? That's called like hoof and mouth syndrome?
Yeah, some shit like that. And the only reason we're saying it is because he put it out on Facebook what it was, and he's fucking miserable.
Oh, I felt
otherwise
terrible.
I would have hit that shit and not said anything.
Oh, no, but no, Louis, man, get better, brother. Always a pleasure. Hope that you heal up in 2016.
Much love to everybody that's been on board. Much love to all the guys at Pro Wrestling Syndicate that support
us.
The guys over at Tier 1 who have given me a new home. Thank you for that. Eddie and Matt, if they decided to come tonight, they would have been saying thank you as well. And maybe we'll see him for the first episode of 2016.
I'm sure we will. We can't book anything cool on the 19th. That's what we can't do.
So I will tell Stone Cold to
You tell Stone
on.
Cold that he... No, fuck it. You can have Stone Cold on when I'm not here. Fuck that.
What? Kevin, you like listening to this song and it says the N-word?
I wonder if Stone Cold does.
Dude, let me a quick 4-1 on Stone Cold. He's been doing like these like just shooting the shit episodes with his neighbor Ted Fowler. I don't know if you listen to Stone Cold's podcast.
I do not.
You got to check it out. He fucking talks like
I do. Stone Cold, I do. I do. Dude, I love it. It's amazing.
And he does two shows, Family Friendly and Unleashed, which is supposed to be the uncensored one. Well, today's was the Family Friendly. Dude, he was cursing like a fucking maniac. I couldn't believe it. His favorite phrase is higher than giraffe pussy. Oh, and he likes saying it's within a cunt hair, too. Dude, Austin saying this shit is hilarious in and of itself.
All right, guys.
Highly recommend that podcast.
Of course. And also check out, you know, Taz's podcast. And, of course,
Taz's podcast is a lot of fun.
All the guys.
He kind of does what we do. A lot of sound effects, a lot of joking around.
When you get to it, when you feel like...
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Guys, January 23rd, Pro Wrestling Syndicate versus Global Force Wrestling, or as I like to call them, Global Farce Wrestling.
Wait, do we need more music?
Yeah, we got to play more music. We got plugs, bro.
Fuck yeah. Let me see. We already played... here we go. There you go.
So, yes, January 23rd at the Rahway Rec Center, the biggest show... in the very young year of 2016 for Pro Wrestling Syndicate. Matches already announced. Team PWS, which consists of Kevin Matthews, Mario Bokura, Falaba, I'm assuming this is the team, Pat Buck, Kevin Matthews, against Team Global Force, which will consist of course, the King of the Mountain, Jeff Jarrett, Next Gen Champ, Sanjay Dutt, the Heavenly Bodies, who have turned their back on Pro Wrestling Syndicate. And, of course, Brian Myers, another turncoat of PWS, joining Global Farce Wrestling.
Wait. BM's your boy.
I know, but...
Come on, dude. Where's your fucking loyalty?
My loyalty is to the company that I assist with.
Then you look at that picture on the wall and you tell him you're sorry for turning your back on a good friend.
Listen.
A buddy that you were doing shoot videos with,
listen,
I might add.
Listen, yes, but, you know, sometimes for the payday, you got to bite the bullet and let bygones be bygones. But on January 23rd, all bets are off. And we'll see what side of the fence Edward Jackson leans on, because he's got to have some family meetings.
There's only one turncoat in this room, Kevin.
Who's that?
It's you.
What? Because I turned on Brian Myers?
You turned on your fucking BFF.
Listen, I didn't turn on Brian. He turned on PWS.
So what does that have to do with you?
Everyone should
turn on PWS to stay with Brian Myers.
As you say, when you bring up the tier one man, I'm lower level assistant with Pro Wrestling Syndicate.
Hey, I call matches. I put these guys over for 3 hours. Terribly, but I put them over for 3 hours.
I'm just kidding, Brian Myers. Please forgive me. You're my pal.
That's my nigga.
That's my boy. So check that out. A lot of Bobby Roode's going to be there. Colt Cabana's going to be there. PWS regulars, like I said, Kevin Matthews, Buck will be there getting the ring. Dan Moff, obviously. Check that out. Smash Wrestling, smash-wrestling.com, at Smash Wrestling on the Twitter. A lot of great stuff going on with them. Wildcat Sports, wildcat.com with the K. Luke Hawks, a Southern Stomper, doing great things down in Wildcat Wrestling. House of Glory, House of Glory Wrestling Online. They have a show coming up on February 27th. That's going to be big. Sammy Callahan will be back.
Callahan!
Making his debut or return? I couldn't tell you. But I'm going to try to get out for that show, too, even though it's not directly on a train line.
Tier 1 Wrestling, tier1wrestling.org.
Yes!
Their next show is coming up in March. We will have more details as they become available. Tim Thatcher, Michael Elgin, I think that was the main event. I don't remember.
That's coming up for Tier 1?
Yeah, that's in March.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, it's going to be good times. They're working. They're trying to get the logistics out. Might be a double shot with Evolve. Not really sure yet. LuchaLoot.com, at LuchaLoot.
LuchaLoot!
January crates will be available soon. I don't know. I wish Matt was here because he would know better than I would. Do we have to talk about the Foley article about Survivor Series or Sam?
No.
Sammy being released?
No.
We really need to fucking erase that board, by the way.
We need to burn it.
If you want to find out everything about the world of the Shining Wizards, ShiningWizards.com is new and improved.
Oh, real quick, don't forget Beyond Wrestling. Look, Ma, no fans. Com.
Yes. So
check out Beyond Wrestling. They're doing amazing stuff. Check out Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. Check out All Independent. Support Kevin Gill.
That's
PMA.
Right.
All day, every day. So there you go. Sorry, last minute plugs that we didn't prepare for.
Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. ShiningWizards.com. Brand new website. All of your links, all of the good shit is right up there on Front Street. All your old links will still work, but go to the new website, ShiningWizards.com. We got a lot of cool shit over there, including the very last of the pink and black logo shirts.
It's looking very scarce at the Shining Wizards merchandise stand.
I think we literally have like four or five shirts left. We're done with smalls, mediums, larges. We don't have 4XLs. Go to the website, shiningwizards.com/merch.
I'm probably going to take the XL.
All right. Well, then we only are going to have like one of each, basically. Yeah. Don't forget IVP videos, like we mentioned. The Amazon links are all there. Thank you for everyone who clicked the Amazon banners and did their holiday shopping through us. But that link works all year round. As a matter of fact, even if you've got family overseas, check out the links. We've got links for all over Europe. We've got links for the Canada. So it's good times. Click on one of those banners. ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards. Buy one of those shirts. They've been selling like hotcakes. Thank you for your support. Kevin, this has been a great 2015.
It sure has. Happy belated birthday, Lanny Poffo, by the way.
Yes, Mr. 61 now. Let's call him, what was it, Roger Maris?
Oh, good call.
Well, that's a long time. This is how crazy it is. 61 home runs was so long ago.
Barry Bonds' record 70 or Maguire's record was even
Maguire and
was even
Sosa,
longer.
Yeah, Jesus. So it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But there is no asterisk next to the name Shining Wizards. We are 100% legitimate. No HGH, no steroids here. God help us, it shows.
Yeah.
Folks, from all of us here at the Wizards to all of you guys, have a very happy, safe, and blessed new year.
Yeah.
Don't get the HIV.
Please don't get the HIV.
Take care of each other.
Make 2016 HIV-free, people.
Yes, and I think the first battle of 2016, we got a little head-to-head going for the first show of the year. It's going to be my dick against Matt's asshole.
There it is. I will not be here for that.
What do you want to close with? Do we have a closing number, or should I just pick something from the library? I tell you what. We've been talking a lot of old school tonight. Oh, shit. I thought that was Animotion. I didn't realize it was Mickey James. Oh, sorry. I don't have that song. Fuck.
God, you're the worst.
Fuck!
Hold on. Just because this is the first one that came to my head. Oh, it's going to be a YouTube advertiser. God damn YouTube.
All right, here.
Hold on, wait. I got one. I don't know why I picked this one, but this is what we're going with.
Okay. If you ever take a trip, good call.
No idea why. Read the signs, respect the law, and order, you'll survive. No clue. You'll be serving hard times. Oh, God. You know the big boss
fuck it, it's the last show of the year.
Fuck it.
Okay, fuck it.
Shut the fuck up.
What are you, a fag?
Jesus!
Right in the vagina.
Right between the meat curtains. Folks, for Kevin, this is Tony. Good night. God bless. And see you next year. Cunt.